Are you ready?
Yes.
Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California with Instant Illumination. Are you ready?
Yes.
That's a question that we are asked very often. Are you ready? Are you ready to go to the show? Are you ready to sit down and eat? Are you ready to discuss some of these ideas? Are you ready to give up, just totally give up and be at peace? Are you ready to give up and be at peace?
Yes, yes.
You know what happens when you are ready to give up and have peace? Everything that goes along just beautifully. Everything goes along just goes along so fantastically. I keep thinking of this woman and her $30 million. She won the sweepstake of $30 million, and in winning that, she's going to discipline her son, and he came walking in just after she heard that she won this, and she had forgotten everything. She had forgotten how bad the boy had been. She forgot the problem she had with her husband. She forgot the fact that she didn't like being a housekeeper. She forgot all these things, and all of a sudden, life was beautiful. She started living in the now, enjoying doing whatever she was doing, enjoying her son, enjoying her husband, enjoying her house, enjoying her world, and she's ready. Now, she wasn't not ready before, but now she was ready. Before, she was all boxed up with all the things that she had to sit and do in the world. And then all of a sudden, she forgot everything. It's like amnesia, you know, kind of a wonderful thing, isn't it? And with amnesia, you're ready for anything. Hello, I love you. That's nice. Who are you? I'm your wife. Oh, I'm your husband. Oh, well, how interesting, you know. That's very nice. I just don't remember you, you know. And I'm your children. Well, how wonderful. You're very nice children, I'm sure. I'm your mother. Well, bully. You know, I didn't even think about a mother, but I guess I would have one. Okay. You see, now with amnesia, all the past is gone. Now, what could the mother say to the person who has amnesia? She could say to the person, you are a very spectacular person. You are a very fine person. You are a very beautiful person. You're a very wonderful person. Well, now, what's that person going to think about that woman who says that about her, about him? He's going to think, that's very nice of him. And pretty soon that person's going to like that person. Then, after the person gets to like that person, and after the person gets to appreciate the person, then the person can say, I'm your mother, you know. And, well, that's nice. You're the kind of mother I'd like to have, you know.
Yeah.
And, but you see, we have to live in the now, building in the now, what we're ready for now. What are you ready for? Ingeborg went in and had a hip ball replacement, and when she came out, she says, golly, I feel great. I feel I don't need any more manipulations or any more operations. She says, I just feel great. I'm wonderful. But what did Ingeborg do? She depended on her crutches, and she depended on her walker, and she walked around half-cocked, you know, sort of tilting to the side. She said, oh, it's that knee of mine, that knee of mine, that knee needs to be replaced. Oh, that knee. And then I talked to her, and I talked about the now and how wonderful she was and how wonderful. I said, stand up straight and do this and walk like this here. And so she did. And then she says, I don't think I need the operation. I don't think I need the operation. She is living in the now. She is ready for not needing the operation. And then, as time went on, we had an invalid with us here, Dorothea, who was playing the game of needing her crutches and needing her walker and needing all special attention. And, of course, Ingeborg felt very sensitive about her and very caring about her and paying attention to her instead of saying, come on, woman, stand up. Come on, woman, put that aside. Come on, you're supposed to be walking now. Come on, move it, move it, move it. So Ingeborg just took on simpatico with her and let her knee give her trouble. And so with her knee giving her trouble, she now treats it needing to be operated on. Well, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. totally unnecessary, but just beautiful. But that's what we do. That's what we do. Now, chemicals destroy your teeth, especially if you're using relaxation chemicals that psychologists use on you. And when you take these chemicals, these pills, these relaxation pills, they destroy your teeth. They take away certain elements that are necessary for your teeth. And so your teeth, little by little, rot away, and pretty soon all your teeth become, destroyed by these chemicals that you're taking. Now, wouldn't it be smart to say, I am balance, and then not need the chemicals? Oh, really? That works? Oh, yes, it works. I am balanced. I am balanced. How many times a day does a person who has a mental problem say, I am balanced? I would say once, if that often. And they don't say it. Now, because they don't say it, they don't experience it. Are they ready to experience balance? No. They're not ready to experience balance because they enjoy this game that they're playing of being incapable of handling themselves. And this is what we do. This is what we do. Ingeborg enjoyed the game of being a nursemaid for another person and taking on simpatico her illness and her the things that made her feel very unhappy. And so then she starts limping and limping and limping, and lo and behold, she creates the need to have her knee worked on. Now, you see, this is we've seen it work. We've seen it happen. We've seen how it takes place, and we know that this is how it works. Now, Ingeborg is just a recent example. Why don't we get ourselves in order? Why don't we get ourselves in order? Now, I'm going to say something real stupid to you right now that's going to just blow your minds, and you're going to say, Herb, you have really lost it now. But I'm going to say it to you. Ellen, you're independently wealthy.
Yes, thank you.
You see, she says, yes, thank you, I accept. Instead of just nodding her head, so what else is new?
Yeah.
So what else is new? You see, this is what we do. Yes, I accept, I thank you. And hey, that's cool, that's cool. That's better than saying no, But better yet is just, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep, so it is, yeah. But the thing is, this is what we want to do about any affirmation we make for ourselves. We want it to be a natural thing for us to experience, most natural thing in the world. Are we ready to be independently wealthy? Are we ready to be living in a healed body? Are we ready to be having a happy world about us, to be having happy circumstances about us? Are we ready for that? And the answer is no.
Because we are it.
If we were ready, we would do it. We would act as though we are it, and we would be it. There is a religious pundit who has a big ad in Discovery magazine, I believe it is, and in there he says, send for my tapes on how to have a positive attitude of mind, how to speak positive affirmations and enjoy independent wealth, enjoy health, enjoy these things. Send for my affirmations and I will send them to you, and buy my tapes. My tapes cost $36, for my set of tapes, and then we'll send it to you. Well, now, that's great. That's great. Now, we should do something, the same thing, but we don't do that because we have not been commercially oriented. We just go out and share and share and share and share and don't charge anybody anything and just live our life in a very enjoyable way. Now, what are you going to do about that? How are you going to handle that? How are you going to handle yourself? If you're ready, when are you going to experience wholeness and health, happiness and harmony, right action and peace, abundance? When are you going to experience it? Everybody you talk to, they say, I want abundance. I want health. I want peace. Oh, shove it up your nose. If you wanted it, you wouldn't talk about it. You'd do it. You wouldn't talk about it. You would do it. Now, I walk the meditation path here more and more all the time, and I'm enjoying it so much. And I'm making my affirmations to myself. But while I'm making my affirmations, they're in the background, and then I'm thinking other thoughts too. Now, the day will come when I'm thinking, when I'm speaking my affirmations, thinking my affirmations, and the only thought that's in my mind are my affirmations. The only thought that's in my mind is the fulfillment of my affirmations. When I'm thinking of my perfect body, am I thinking of a body that has any problems? Hardly. When I'm thinking of independent wealth, am I thinking of any limitations? Hardly. When I'm thinking of everything that is good and beautiful and right, do I think of problems? Hardly. Hardly, hardly, hardly. Now, Ellen has been going through an interesting situation. Ellen has been a very wasteful custodian of the money of the university. She has allowed us to have little drains here and little drains there, taking away the money of the university on a regular basis. And this regular basis is the water leak of the oasis, or the electrical leak here, or the extra telephones that we don't need in buildings that are there and nobody's ever there to use the phone at all. And all these sort of, and it adds up to $3,000-$4,000 a month when you start looking at all that stuff. And then Ellen says, I don't think that's very cool. So I said, I don't either. And so she said, I'm going to look into it. So she looked into it, and she found out where the leak was. She found out where the problems were. And all of a sudden, our utility bill, what was it now, $250, was $250 down from 1,000, or over 1,000, well over. And perhaps we are not using as much, but that's a lot. Now, are we interested in having a monthly budget that we're working on, that we're going to spend a certain amount of money every month, you know? Or are we unlimited? If we're unlimited, it still doesn't mean that we're careless. If the the big fountain of Notre Dame or of someplace in the world,
Rome,
yeah, the big fountain of Rome. If the big fountain of Rome has a leak in it, do you think that they're going to let that leak be there? Are they fixing the leak to save money?
No.
They're fixing the leak because the leak is not functionally properly being there. It's not the place for a leak to be. And so they fix it. And so in the process, they also use money. They have more money to spend for something else. But the thing is, if we allow leaks in our life, then we deserve to have all of the problems that come with it. And one of the biggest leaks is for you to say, I'm independently wealthy and worry about what you're going, how you're going to pay your bills. For you to say, I am whole and perfect and worry about your sickness, you know. For you to say, I have a perfect body and then constantly think about your operations, you know. It's up to you. It's up to you. This is what it's all about. Now this guy, John of God, that we've been hearing about lately, he's a healer down in Brazil, and he deals with some 6,000 people, was it a week or a month or so?
A day.
A lot of people. And now, what does he do? Does he look at these people and see them sick, or does he look at these people and see them well?
Well.
Does he look at their illness and say that illness is caused by this and formed by that, and that, da, 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 or does he instantly just say, you are spiritually healed? Think about it. Sometimes he uses a knife, sometimes he uses the dramatic, but out of 6,000 people that walk past him a day, I mean, anyway, no matter how much your mathematics are, you don't have time to scrape eyes and to take out tumors and do different things. That takes 5 or 10 minutes, you know. And they're working 14 hours a day, but that still takes a few minutes here. Now, there's no way to get 6,000 people in there. So these 6,000 people are the people in the audience falling like flies, that he says, that are healed by his presence, by his awareness, by his recognition that they're whole and perfect, and that their recognition. And you see, there's the power. There's the power. The power was not in the individual healing, but the power was in the general awareness of wholeness. And this is the same thing that Jesus did. because you can be sure that the disciples were not astute enough, commercially astute or intellectually astute enough, to recognize people were falling down like flies all over the place, mm-hmm. you know, and being healed. When he walked along a road, do you think that he left people in illness? It's only when the woman with the issue of blood for so long touched him that he felt a particular thing. You see, are you ready to have the fulfillment of your affirmations right now? Are you ready to live your life right now in wholeness, peace, goodness, and happiness, and abundance, and every other good thing right now? Are you? If you're ready, then here's what you do. Spend all your time in your affirmation, and then spend your time when you're not in your affirmation, in your affirmation. So, how do you act when you're whole and perfect? How do you talk when you're whole and perfect? How do you think when you're whole and perfect? What do you look like when you're whole and perfect? And so on. Be thou made whole. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Think on that. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you, I love you.